The Great Divide is a new collection of contemporary American oral histories collected by Studs Terkel. Terkel has chronicled the lives of his compatriots for over 40 years. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Terkel's new book.
Studs Terkel is the opposite of a public opinion poll. He goes everywhere, but when he gets there, he stays put long enough to let people explain themselves. Think of him as Walt Whitman with a tape recorder. The people he records, among them school teachers in the ghetto, airline flight attendants, stockbrokers, farmers, dentists, teamsters, ad copywriters and juice bar cashiers, steel workers, firefighters, priests and disc jockeys, Gray Panthers and neo-Nazis, cement masons and gay activists, a congressman, a novelist, and a cop. These people listen to themselves as they tell their story into the microphone. They have arrived at what they think through the work they've done, which they describe in detail. The brain, after all, is a muscle. They flex and weave a pattern and admit ambivalence and end up confiding their dreams and disappointments with a shapeliness that's almost art. It takes, of course, a Terkel to hear them. He's been listening for years, hitting the road out of Chicago, coming back with books of conversations like Division Street America, Hard Times, Working, Talking to Myself, and American Dreams Lost and Found. For The Good War, an oral history of World War II, he won a Pulitzer Prize. If you only know him from radio or his books, you can see what he looks like in the nifty new John Sayles movie about the Chicago Black Sox, Eight Men Out, where he impersonates a sports writer, a hard-boiled leprechaun. He seeks in The Great Divide for whatever happened to the American dream of social justice after the Reagan years. He finds yuppies and religious fundamentalists, social parasites and burnt-out cases, couch potatoes and nippins, neat young people in neat situations is the translation. He finds states of mind like greed and doubt, anger and despair. And he finds absence of memory. It's as if the whole nation had forgotten the Depression and never heard of the Civil War and never read the Bill of Rights. The Great Divide is the past we've lost when we were a caring country. But because he's Terkel, the radical optimist, he keeps on looking until he also finds pockets of resistance and renewal. Organizers of union locals and community action groups, teachers who won't quit, and doctors committed to low-cost healthcare clinics, and police chiefs who know something about the social pathology of crime, and a sanctuary movement for refugees from Latin American death squads. These voices mass in his book to a choral movement of energy and dissent, a decency on the march. Jean Gump, the grandmother who went to prison for 8 years to slow down the deployment of nuclear missiles, tells Terkel, quote, "As inmates, we're property. We belong to Mr. Meese. We belong to the Bureau of Prisons. A month ago, a young woman had come here from another federal institution. She'd been locked up for 14 months without seeing the light of day. On arriving here, she was so happy to be out in the sunlight, she lay down and got herself a sunburn. They wrote a shot. That's an incident report. The shot read, destruction of government property. The property was her skin, which she had burned. Think about it. According to Terkel, it's time that we worked on our tans."
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Studs Terkel's new book, The Great Divide.